IQC. The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yeah!
Travel World. AM 600.
Let's do it.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
We're back, the crazy guys, back in town. Will and back is Stephen Pickford and the hands of Chad behind the console. And we have brought back for Chad, since we've been 5 weeks since we were both in the studio.
5 weeks away.
Went to Jamaica, and we brought back the hat of Chad.
They bring me back a beer hat.
You bet. Well, what else is synonymous with Chad?
And next week we'll be bringing in a bottle. I have it in the fridge, and we'll be bringing it in next week.
Chad.
A big bottle of beer from the Norwich Inn in Norwich, Vermont, brewed on the premises.
And we always think of our friends.
And talking about our friends, we had a great time last week north of Boston area, stayed at the Andover Inn, and the owner, general manager, innkeeper is on the line with us now.
Henry Brukhoff.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Beautiful, beautiful inn, beautiful surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you've been the owner or the operator for over 20 years now, or associated with the property for over 20 years.
That's correct. I've been here for 23 years.
But the property goes back even longer than that. It opened around 1930, did it not?
Yeah, the inn was built on the campus of Phillips Academy, which is one of the most prestigious private secondary schools in the United States, for the purpose to serve the parents and the trustees of the academy. And it was built in 1930. And in order to build it, they had to take down a few buildings. And one of the buildings that had to be moved, and it may be of interest to you, is they had to move the house that Harriet Beecher Stowe, the famous writer, lived in with her husband, and he was a teacher here at the school in the 1860s. And so this building, as I said, has been now here for since 1930, so it's going to be about 70 years old.
And a lot of renovations have been and improvements. I mean, the property has not just sat still since 1930. It's fully air-conditioned, all the modern amenities.
I mean, we have all the rooms. The rooms have bathrooms, of course, and air conditioning, and we have at least three computers in this building that I'm not very good at, but that my people are very good at. We're keeping up with the times.
Keeping up with the times. The surroundings, because you're on the campus of Phillips Academy, you get that whole New England small town feel, the large trees, the shady grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect area to walk around and just take a stroll.
Yeah, for a shady character like Stephen.
The academy is about 600 acres of land, and there's about 200 buildings on those 600 acres, including an art museum, a chapel, a beautiful library, dormitories, of course, and then, of course, the Andover Inn. But we have special maps here at the front desk where people can take what they call a walking tour of the academy.
Now, there's an extra special element to the Andover Inn. That's, of course, I recognize myself being from the Netherlands, and, of course, yourself, that you have the only Indonesian rice tafel in New England. Now, Stephen, please tell us. Stephen, we call him Captain Brugy because of what he calls a Dutch sandwich.
The time we went to Amsterdam, I said, what's that great delicacy we had the last time? What was it? The Brugy.
It's a sandwich. Anyway, so it was a trivia question. At any rate, Stephen, why don't you tell us what you called this?
Well, I'd say, in what respect? There's a Rijstafel.
It's not easy to pronounce. But, of course, an Rijstafel is... why don't you describe us what an Rijstafel is?
An Rijstafel is a Dutch-Indonesian item. The Dutch colonists settled in Indonesia in 1602. We discovered it, actually, kind of, and we saw a lot of money there, so we grabbed it. And the Dutch hang on to Indonesia for about 3,500 years until they were unceremoniously kicked out around 1950.
Yep.
And when the Dutch colonists entertained while they were living in Indonesia, in other words, they were managing the rubber plantations, the tobacco plantations, the spice places where they made the spices, and help was very cheap. You know, it was very normal in Indonesia in the 1800s and 1900s to have a Dutch family with two children has like six servants. That was very normal. And when they entertained their friends with serving them this food called Indonesian rijsttafel, which is basically steamed white rice with about as many as 20 to 30 to 40 different side dishes. So if you were invited in Indonesia to somebody's house and they had a rijsttafel with, let's say, eight side dishes, then you invited this person back to your house, you had to come up with 10. We were trying to outdo each other.
Bit of one-upsmanship.
Right. And so this food, when Indonesia became independent in 1950, the Dutch colonists moved back to the Netherlands, many of them, and they settled, most of them settled in and around The Hague. The Hague is the capital. It's not the capital, by the way.
It's the seat of government.
No, Amsterdam is. But the Hague is the seat of the government. And Indonesian restaurants started to come out of the ground like mushrooms, and it became very popular. Rijsttafel in the Netherlands is about as normal as Italian food in the Boston area. So the rijsttafel, as I said, is all normal food. It is nothing is going to move on your plate. It's pork, fish, beef, chicken, vegetables, and fruits. What makes it different and interesting is the seasonings. We work with peanut butter, curry, coconut cream, shrimp paste, peppers. Some of it is very spicy, like the sambal banjak.
Yes, sambal, yeah.
Yeah, you know that one, right?
Oh, yeah, well, I like serundeng. My father was born in Java, my mother in Sumatra.
Oh, well, you're more an expert than I am. We also have very mild items on it, like pisang goreng, which is better fried banana.
Yes, bananas. Yes, and, yes.
We are the only restaurant in between Montreal and New York City where rijsttafel is served on an ongoing basis. We serve it every Sunday night, by the way, not during the week. During the week, we have items on the menu like nasi goreng, but that's another story.
Fried rice.
But we serve it on an ongoing basis every Sunday night, and we have people coming from all over, from as far away as Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, to have this meal because they can't find it anywhere else.
It's something truly unique. Your restaurant was voted by Boston Magazine as best restaurant north of Boston.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's for the other food too.
Your background is being in food and beverage yourself, so that is an important part of the Andover Inn is your food and beverage product.
Yeah, that's true. The Andover Inn is only a small operation. We have 23 rooms, but we are mostly known for our food and beverage department, which is far bigger than the rooms ever could be.
When we were there last week, you were catering. A big wedding was taking place, a very popular wedding spot.
We are a tremendously popular wedding spot because we are very unique, we are very different. We are not a banquet hall. You know, it is a totally different atmosphere. And one of the nice things that we do is we only cater to one wedding at a time, meaning you don't have to listen to the band next doors from another wedding.
And oh, yeah.
So we do, like this weekend, we had a wedding last night, we have one today and one tomorrow, and that it's normal for us to have about two or three, sometimes even four weddings on a weekend, but always one after the other,
never at the same time. That's the intimate atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's the atmosphere of a large country estate. When you walk up to the Andover Inn, you feel like you're walking into one of those large New England brick homes that you see lining the streets in many communities. It's the feel of entering a private residence.
Yeah, I mean, we are very popular with lots of European travelers. Like many companies, as you know, in the United States have been bought up by foreign companies, either French or Swedish or Dutch or German, and their top management, when they come over from Germany, let's say, or Holland or France to visit their plant in this area here, they like to stay in our place because we are totally unlike a Marriott or a Hilton or a Sheraton. I mean, it is a very different atmosphere.
You get that whole personalized element of service, which New England is famous for. People go to New England, they love the inn atmosphere, mm-hmm. and being able to meet the owner and enjoy fine food at the same time.
Yep.
Henry, why don't you stay on the line with us for a couple of minutes after our break?
Okay.
And we have to take a short break here. Tell people, talking about business people have to fly to the far corners of the province of Quebec sometimes, and that means Air Montreal. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance, stay a Saturday night. You call today, fly tomorrow at prices consistently 50% less than other airlines on the route. Air Montreal leaves from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111, or on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC Montreal.
Have you noticed that from week to week, your list of pharmacy needs may change? Sometimes it's day to day. That's why Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center pride themselves on being able to take care of your needs. That means making sure you find what you're looking for, from allergy medication to cough medicine, or just some good advice. For friendly personal service, visit Noemi Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langilles' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langilles Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Take a charming old house that's been on St. Charles Boulevard for over 200 years. Add four decades of experience in the restaurant business, and you have Casa Vecchia in Pierrefonds. The beauty of the house and setting is matched by the superb quality of the cuisine and service. For really fine dining or business lunches with class, for live music and dancing Friday and Saturday nights, call Casa Vecchia. The number, 620-4444. The address, 3872 St. Charles in Pierrefonds. Casa Vecchia. History.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Talk Radio 600 to CIQC. The boys are back in town.
Yes, the boys, us, Steven,
back in town.
Back in town with the hands of Chad. Boy, that reminds me, Chad, love that little station ID from Maria Miles.
Maria Miles, the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, the chairman of the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau.
She'll probably take you to Striper's Grill, Chad. Of course, Steven says it should be spelled with an extra P, but... I still have that story of the Adopt a Highway program, because there is a local club there that wanted to adopt a highway... is one of these programs where you sponsor like a mile or two a highway and it's your job to go cleaning it up. And they just wanted to send out all their employees clad in their usual work attire to go cleaning up the highway. And Maria felt it would cause somewhat of a traffic disruption. So
might be. But when we were down in the Merrimack River Valley and north of Boston, we were staying at the Andover Inn. And we continue our short discussion on the Andover Inn with Henry Burkhoff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we walk into the Andover Inn, it's the lobby that makes the first impression. This is not a sterile convention hotel lobby. It is like walking into somebody's fine living room. You're walking into a home atmosphere.
Yep.
Really.
Well, the lady was nice, too, because we were sitting around waiting. Like, the first day we got there before you did, and she offered us a cup of coffee, which is something that usually does not happen.
She was, like, welcoming you into her home. It wasn't just a hotel. She was welcoming you into a home.
Henry, how did you come into this hotel in the first place?
Well, it's a bit of a story. I came to the United States in 1965. I worked in New York for a while, and then I worked for a company called Restaurant Associates. They moved me up from New York to New England, and then I went to work for Sonesta in Cambridge, which is also a big hotel chain, and always in food and beverage. And finally, I always had made up my mind that I wanted my own business. And so in 1974, I took the big step of buying a restaurant in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Now, Lawrence was not the greatest town to have a restaurant in, but that's all I could afford.
Sure.
And so, to make a long story short, we were a year and a half in Lawrence, and we were approached by Phillips Academy, which is about 5 miles away from Lawrence, to see if we were interested to take over the Andover Inn. And the Andover Inn was in bad shape at that time. It was mismanaged, it was neglected, and all that stuff, and it was in, you know, very, very poor condition. And so we took it over in March of 76, and we have, this place is my baby, I always say. even though I don't own the building, but I mean, I've spent all kinds of hours here to take care of every small detail that I see.
It's become a work of love.
Yeah, and as I say, we have gone from 27 employees in 1976 to about 65 employees right now. So that will tell you that that we have done a few things right. You know, there's a very important expression in my business. I live by that, and it says the best manure on a pig farm are the farmer's footsteps. and I like in Holland we have an expression about the eye of the master makes the calf fat. Is that correct or something?
Something like that. My father had another one he used. Of course, he didn't quite know the proper translation. In Holland, they teach you British English, and yeah. My father, there was a Dutch expression. My father was very scrawny, and because he worked hard, he was in the Dutch Merchant Marine. He worked for the Royal Interocean Lines, and. He used the expression that a good rooster is not fat, but of course he used the other word for it right in the middle of the office in 1954. Just, you could hear a pin drop.
Choosing your words, the different meanings of words.
My mother had a similar experience with that because, of course, she just had a baby in 1954, my older sister, Elida, and she was going to rock her to sleep and sing her what we call a lullaby, a nice song you sing, but of course, there's a word in there that in Dutch is not quite so polite. She was rather embarrassed. And my mother was rather shy sort at first.
But she fell asleep anyway.
Oh, yes, the girl fell asleep anyway.
What's your busiest season, Henry, down at the Andover Inn, or is it a year-round?
Well, we are open year-round. Our busy season is always September, October, November, and December. Then January, February, and March, we slow down a little bit. But then April, May, and June, it's busy again. And July and August, we are slow in the midweek section because businesses are closed, they're going on vacation, but the weekends are completely filled with weddings. So the weekends are very, very busy, and a lot of the weddings also decide to have their guests stay here. So our occupancy in the summer months is still good because of the weekends.
You're in a great location to get to all the historic sites of north of Boston, Lowell and Lawrence, and only around 25 minutes from the Salisbury and Newburyport area.
Right.
Average rates at the Andover Inn are around the $100 range. Very reasonable for when you compare that to some cities and their rates.
Oh, yeah.
And telephone number to call the Andover Inn, 1-800-242-5903 on the internet at www.andoverinn.com. Can highly recommend it for a very personalized stay experience, the atmosphere of a large country estate in the north of Boston area in Andover. Henry Brookhoff, very pleased to have met you and to have enjoyed the hospitality of the Andover Inn, and glad you could join us this morning on Travel World on AM 600.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much, too.
Yeah. Captain Brugge and I wish you a very good day.
Okay. Come over and we'll make an uitsmijter.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Take care, Henry. Thanks a lot.
We move to a Toronto TV producer, one of our regular guests, always fun to have on the show, talking about his trip to San Diego, the one and only Jerry Wagshaw. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Having a great morning. Sitting here watching the raindrops fall in Montreal.
But that won't keep his head from turning red.
All right. Well, as you always know, we're pretty homesick over here in Toronto, the land of the wonderful 401, and many other attractions, including Scarborough and, what else, the Toronto Zoo.
Yes.
But today I can tell you a little bit about a place that is a great place to visit, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
A place where you can do a lot of amazing things in just one day. You can swim. Imagine swimming or having a morning walk on the beach in the morning, seeing Shamu, one of the largest killer whales, jump and perform tricks, and then at night eat at some of the best restaurants in North America. You can do that in San Diego, a growing Southern California city. In 1992, just over 1 million people, now about 2.5 million. I'd like to say there's not many destinations that combine a beach vacation with world-class entertainment and cuisine. And San Diego is known as the only place in North America with consistently perfect weather, about 70 degrees most of the year. Now,
wow.
Yeah, it's really...
I was there once in January. It was, again, 70 degrees. It doesn't get too hot in the summertime. It doesn't get overly cool in the wintertime. It's a year-round moderate temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is nice to have. It kind of reminds me a little bit of starting the morning with a walk in my backyard, seeing Seamus, the killer golden retriever. You know what's funny? Now that Seamus is gone, my dog's name is Robbie. I live in the same house. I bought it after I grew up there. But the kid who lives behind the fence, I couldn't believe it. His name is Seamus.
So the kid's name is the same as the dog's name?
The original dog, yeah.
We all now believe in reincarnation.
Yes, amazing Seamus. You have to bring him over to SeaWorld.
Yes.
He can ride on the back of...
back of the whale.
Shamu,
yeah.
the killer whale.
Seamus lives on the internet, so...
All right. Air Canada is now offering a nonstop flight from Toronto. There's a flight per day, and there's a really good seat sale going on right now, which I just checked yesterday, with seats to San Diego for sale for a very good $439. If you book now until July the 19th.
July the 19th for travel through early September, early mid-September.
Exactly. And I can get into more about some of those details later. I just want to mention that there is this really great price being offered right now. As far as hotels go, one of San Diego's best hotels is the Hotel Del Coronado. I think, Steve, you're pretty familiar. Both of you are probably familiar.
Yeah, very historic property. You always see it in the as a symbolic picture of a California beach resort of the turn of the century.
Exactly. A wonderful example of Victorian architecture, painted white wood, cupolas and balconies and a red roof. Built over 100 years ago in an incredible 11 months by some very daring entrepreneurs, the newly built railway made it possible for millionaires all over the country and even abroad to get there. Some of them came in their own private railway.
Millionaires
cars.
And one woman?
Hmm?
No, never mind.
I lost you there.
I'm sorry, just listening to what you said. You said millionaires and abroad.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now I got
I just don't use words like that on the air.
Okay.
I never call chicks broads.
You're right. Yes. Got to get into this political correctness stuff.
There you go.
And now that you're in Toronto, the capital of political correctness.
Yeah, exactly, the capital. I think I get like about 12 or 13 charges per day over here.
Well, you want to know about politically correct Torontonians. We went down with a group of them to Jamaica, and there were about four or five women in the group, young women, very friendly, very nice. And we had a great time. But, of course, these people are so respectful of the law that I have a picture of them all bathing beautifully in the water, holding a sign that says, no swimming allowed.
Doctor's Cave Beach, yes.
Oh, great.
We Canadians.
Here we go. I'm just running up here. Okay, some of the people that came there came in their own railway cars, their private railway cars, which they could ride up right to the Del Coronado's doors. Some of the older rooms don't have air conditioning, but many of them do. And the newer building, they have something called an ocean tower, and they all has views of the ocean. It has a number of unique restaurants, including the Prince of Wales Grill with an ocean view, and the impressive Crown Room with a dome ceiling that's second only to that of the Mormon Temple in Utah. It's quite an unbelievable sight, actually. And a lot of people go there for a very famous Sunday brunch that's offered. It offers several activities and packages for both families, couples, and singles, and has an up-to-date business center, which I was using all the time that I was there to my wife and researcher, producer Alexis Chagrin.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be involved in a $50 million facelift, and they're going to take the parking that's now outside, and they're going to put it underground, and they're going to make a ground lawn and have less asphalt. It's still a beautiful site, so what they're going to be doing is making it even more beautiful. 14 U.S. presidents have stayed there. The rates for the hotel start at $205, but the presidential suites in the old building can run you up to $1,200, as well as the beach house, which costs a whopping $2,300 a night. But that's where Marilyn Monroe stayed with Arthur Miller during the filming of Some Like It Hot, and of course there were a lot of other movies that were filmed there. It's quite an impressive property, very beautiful, and in fact there's tour groups going through all the time actually just to see it. Of course, the landmark like the Dell wouldn't be complete without its own ghost, Kate Morgan, who was found mysteriously shot at the foot of a lamppost near the Coronado's beautiful beach at the turn of the century. People say it still inhabits one of the rooms, and in fact, there are many. There's been a couple of shows, I think, on Fox and a couple other TV networks where they have some contemporary Ghostbuster types that go and see if the ghost is really there, and they
real Ghostbusters,
yeah, real Ghostbusters. I swear to God, and they go and decided that there is some activity there.
There is an actual ghost. Well, why don't you stay on the line with us, Jerry? We're going to take a short break and come back and hear more about your dining and your attractions venue choices in San Diego. Coming up to 11:30 in Montreal, time to start thinking about lunch, time to think about Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember, 383-6000 for real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Piping hot, oven fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less, 383-6000.
Chad, let's roll it.
I'd like to see the coyote eat the road runner, and I'd like to see Knievel blown to bits. I'd like to see Rex Humbert lay his hands upon Maud A.B., but I'd love to see that Dolly Parton.
CIQC Montreal.
Want the most in quality and value? Shop the Cavendish Mall sidewalk sale today through Sunday. Cavendish Mall, where you will find an astounding choice of high fashions and favorite brand name merchandise at discounts of up to 70%. Discover an unbelievable array of chic styles and popular brand names affordable for you at bargains of up to 70%. The more you save, the more you'll get by shopping the Cavendish Mall sidewalk sale today through Sunday. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
It's a super colossal sales event at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. So why pay more elsewhere when they offer you deals like a Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4 Limited Edition as low as $479 a month on a 36-month lease. Or a Neon 2000 leasing from $212 a month with a 5-year warranty free. Or a fully equipped Voyager with air $20,965 or leasing from $270 a month. Get details at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Or call 694-8333. Why pay more elsewhere?
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. Work.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Song, days like this remind me of Vancouver, don't they?
Yes, and Vancouver hasn't had a great summer. I was talking to somebody out there at a hotel this week, the Executive Inn out in Richmond. They said, no, not a great summer.
But this kind of rainy weather, though, of course, it's necessary, and it's very good for Laurie's folks. Their well is being replenished. Hopefully, they won't have any more troubles with it because it was kind of dicey there for a while. It was so hot and arid. Which brings me, I'd like to make a special announcement that. I'd like to wish Linda Prince, Lori's mom, I'd love to wish her a very, very happy special birthday and many, many more to come. So that's the other segment. Plus, it also reminds us of our trip last week with Amy, and we went to course, north of Boston, Amy is only 3, and she loves to swim. And a very, very cute incident happening in the pool, of course, because Stephen was just at one particular portion of the pool, and he was just kind of minding his own business. And Amy likes to grab the sides of the pool and just kind of make her way around. And the way she's taking to it is so neat, but she's just moving along, Stephen's just minding his own business, and she starts coaxing you. Come on, Stephen, it's okay. I'm here for you.
Oh, yes, out of the mouths of a 3-year-old.
Jerry
Weichel was out in San Diego. What are some of the attractions and dining options that you chose to discover?
No problem at all. There's a lot to choose from. I'll tell you a little bit more about another hotel where we stayed, which has an incredibly award-winning restaurant, the Los Coronado Bay Resort. It has a more resort feel. It's a little more isolated part of Coronado, which is a peninsula that's connected to San Diego. Every room has an ocean view, and there's a lot of things to do just at the hotel where rooms are starting up at around $200, $235 or so, either for families or for singles or couples. They've got Tai Chi, yoga, nature walks, refrigerator to look at, even better to eat, discreet service, outstanding wine list. The type of waiters and waitresses who don't really, aren't exactly overly friendly, just the perfect service. You could have a holiday at either one of these hotels on their own, the ones I described, but San Diego has really fun activities, especially if you love animals. The famous San Diego Zoo is very easy to get to. Right now they have a special panda exhibit that are the animals borrowed from China, but get there early because the zoo puts them to bed at around 3 p.m. In fact, we got there, they were just going to sleep, and they won't let you go in and wake them up. As well, there's a lot of other exotic animals, and an exhibit where you can actually see hippos as they swim underwater. And may I say that hippos, in their natural environment, are actually quite dangerous. So if you happen to be paddling around somewhere where you see some hippos in your travels, try not to pat
You don't
them.
Want to pat one on
not the pier, at least.
Don't pat one. They look friendly, but they're not really that friendly, and they are responsible for some deaths of tourists. Not tourists, but people who are hunting them and stuff.
So the hippopotamus petting zoo that we were planning in Jamaica, Stephen, is not a good idea.
No, I think they'll have to relocate it to La Pier, yes.
We're planning one in Israel as well, I heard.
We're in Côte d'Ivoire.
SeaWorld, SeaWorld. I don't know if you guys have gone to SeaWorld.
Yeah, I've been to SeaWorld,
yeah.
Yes.
What an attraction, SeaWorld.
SeaWorld is like unbelievably good. I mean, I went there with Alexa, and, you know, she's kind of like, well, I don't know, SeaWorld, an unbelievable place. Various fun-filled exhibits and shows with trained marine animals, some of the must-sees. The penguin exhibit, where they are sort of cut off from the audience by glass, but still really something, looks like really polar in there. Manatees, the Shamu show, the seal show, where, you know, I don't know, I was a an amateur actor with Theater Schmieder for years before I became a journalist, and I have to say that the seals that are in this show were better not only than myself, but many of my other colleagues that used to perform. I mean, these guys like do 25, 30-minute routines. It's really an incredible thing to watch. The dolphin show, a lot of other exhibits, including one where you have at the Wild Arctic exhibit where there's a helicopter flight simulator for rugged Arctic exploration. Wild Animal Park, also run by the San Diego Zoo, a chance to see them in an area closer to their natural environment. Take a beautiful and peaceful walk in greenery and see African wildlife close enough to touch okapis, African birds. Other things you can do, a harbor tour where you can see San Diego's extensive naval base, a trolley tour where you can jump on and off and see various parts of the city. La Jolla, an upscale seaside section of San Diego offering fancy restaurants, boutique cultural venues. Beautiful Balboa Park, which is world famous, and 14 museums in it, an easy proximity to Tijuana in Mexico if you're looking for something a bit more daring.
And they have the Tijuana trolley that connects San Diego to Tijuana at the border.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also recommended, because of the car insurance issues and things like that, that you're better off not taking your vehicle if you want to go, and you're better off just going in another way. Air Canada service, the Toronto to San Diego, schedule one flight per day, leaves Toronto at 7:10 p.m., arriving at 9:11, just after the traffic, and in time enough for a nightcap, for an amazing $4.29 return plus tax if you buy, as you were saying, Stephen, I think until July 19th.
July 19th is the cutoff date on that fare for travel till mid-September.
Perfect. You know that well. Call Travel Agent or Air Canada. Anyway, it's a very easy flight because it's a nonstop. It beats the competition by an hour and a half, and you're flying on a new A319 Airbus with 112 seats.
And you'd be one of those lucky people to actually get a seat on Air Canada these days.
Yeah, you should just call up as soon as you can. It's in the first couple of days of the seat sale. There's still plenty of time left to call up and try to book your seat now or call your travel agent. And what I usually do is I just stay on hold until I get somebody. Even though it might take a little while, it's worth it in the end. Or call your travel agent and do it that way. Another very good way to do it. Another part of our trip that we did here in our trip to California was San Francisco. The Beats loved it. So did Jack London and Dashiell Hammett. One of the most romantic cities in the world, home of the North Beach, where the beatniks used to frolic, the streetcars, the terracotta roofs, the hills, making it a very fun place to drive. Although I, you know, for me, not being, you know, Mr. Villeneuve, I prefer to use an automatic car for those kinds of hills. You can measure a city by its bread and coffee. In that case, San Francisco wins if you can measure it that way. Some of the things we did in San Francisco: coffee in North Beach, espresso, books at City Lights Bookstore, owned by the formerly owned by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the beatnik poet, a well-researched and interesting harbor tour that goes underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, which I just recently learned on that tour that actually when they were building it, that fantastic bridge used a net. They made a decision to use a net near it to save some of the workers who sometimes fell while they were building the bridge to their deaths. And luckily, this net saved many of them. Some people died during the building of that bridge, but many of them were saved because of this incredible net. One of the things you want to do when you're there is a trip to the wine country. It's like driving through the south of France. Endless rose bushes along the highway. It takes about 2 hours to get there. Did you guys know that the wine tasting, you probably know this, but maybe some of our audience doesn't, that the wine tasting is free? Sometimes they require you to reserve in advance, but you can go. Try to have like a designated driver in the car to get away from any of the drunk driving issues. But we went to the Joseph Phelps Vineyard, much nicer, and you can also very nice. And you can also say that some of these vineyards are hotter than regular San Francisco, which is often has fog and is a bit cooler. So if you want to get away from some of that stuff, you can go into the wine country, which is very close, and it'll be hotter, and you can do some great wine tasting. We stayed at a luxury motel called the Hotel du Sol in the Marina District, not one of the most touristy neighborhoods of the city, which was one of the reasons why we really loved it, because you get to see San Francisco's in their native environment. It's run by the Joie de Vivre hospitality chain, an innovative and cool company. Their hotels have style and personality, not just luxury. The Hotel du Sol is a friendly and fun converted motel that encircles a heated pool and four enormous palm trees. Great coffee in the morning, and the guides that they offer at the hotel are very helpful. They have these special guides that they give you with things that you should do, and they offer tips from everything from restaurants to tourist tips, day trips, and directions. The people that work there are like these sort of a luxury motel with a concierge service, and there's some of the people that work there are so friendly and so accommodating that they're better concierges than some of the bigger fancier hotels that I've stayed in during my days. And finally, a little tip on Montreal for Montrealers.
Sure, we have around 2 minutes before we have to let you go before we join Judith Ritter.
No problem. Montreal for Montrealers. You guys probably know here in Toronto some of the stuff that we're missing in Montreal. The Comedy Fest starts on the 15th to the 25th. The Nuit d'Afrique, the mega African music festival, is starting around the same time. And if your feet are hurting and you're a little festivaled out in Montreal, take a break at the Delta's Terrasse Jardin restaurant right in the heart of downtown. It's open during the week for cocktails or for lunch. There's also another good restaurant inside the Delta called the Bouquet. So what I'm suggesting is that if you're you know, involved in all the festivals and all the walking around like I used to be when I was in Montreal, and I still will be in the next couple of weeks, it's not a bad idea to take a little break and hang out at the Delta for a while and grab a bite to eat. It's just in the middle of everything, in the heart of the festival attractions at the Place des Arts, the museums, McGill University, and a quick hop to the fun on Saint Laurent Boulevard in downtown, where, you know, or a very quick hop to brunch at Beauties and Dusty's, a great place to relax before
Beauties, of course, huh?
Beauties, of course. We do have bagels and lox and cream cheese, but somehow here in Toronto, but somehow I haven't.
Not quite the same.
And of course, there's a big sidewalk sale going on until Sunday at the Cavendish Mall. So That's the Montreal section. Again, lots of stuff for people to do, and you might want to think, if you're a Montrealer, or if you're from the townships or something and you're coming in, you might want to just stay overnight. Think about staying at the Delta or something where you can just be in the heart of everything and you don't need a vehicle to get around, because it's very hard to drive in the middle of all that madness with all the roads blocked off and all that sort of stuff.
And the bridges. They've already taped the traffic on the threes bridges block for the next... expect a 30-minute delay. Traffic on the threes on News Radio. Jerry Wagshall, as always, great having you on board with your California update. California Tourism Information at 1-800-GO-CALIF, GOCALIF.
Thanks for joining us, Jerry.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a very nice day, despite the rain.
You betcha. Steve, I've been caught in a major, major goof-up.
Well, not the first time.
Yeah, no, this is a major goof-up, and I have to apologize because, and I never use her name anyway, but I am sorry, Diana. I don't know where I got Linda from, but it's Diana Prince, Lori's mom.
I'm sure somewhere
Happy
in the world
birthday.
Linda Prince was having a birthday, too. So
I suppose so.
You got it right.
Anyway, my sincere apologies. I don't know where I got that from. So anyway, happy birthday anyway today. And let's roll the break, Chad.
Every time you call my name,
oh, Chad.
AM600 Montreal.
It's a super colossal sales event at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. So why pay more elsewhere when they offer you deals like a Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4 limited edition as low as $479 a month on a 36-month lease. Or a Neon 2000 leasing from $212 a month with a 5-year warranty free. Or a fully equipped Voyager with air $20,965 or leasing from $270 a month. Get details at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Or call 694-8333. Why pay more elsewhere?
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbortsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
There's always lots to do Saturday mornings, including enjoying a good breakfast, like the kind you get at Chez Carole, your breakfast home away from home 6 days a week, including Saturday. Chez Carole on Bridge Street in Point St. Charles provides great breakfast, from petit déjeuner for as low as $1.50 to a full breakfast for just $2.95. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's open Saturday mornings from 5 a.m. to noon, and they're waiting for you. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street across from Club Price. Go on, you deserve it.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM600 CIQC.
CIQC. Yeah!
dance once again, our rock and roll anthem, signaling that once again it is the weekend. We're here on Travel World.
On the line now with us is Judith Ritter. She's just come back from Singapore, that blend of Indian, Chinese, Malay culture, cuisine, the Singaporean cuisine. Singapore residents love their food, and I think Judith got a chance to sample quite a bit of it while she was away.
How much did you sample?
Yes, they needed to get a forklift truck to get you back on that aircraft, right?
I don't know how those people go back to work after lunch. It's gourmet heaven there.
Yummy.
And Singaporeans, as you probably know, work really hard. They're pretty prosperous. And as a couple of people told me, we live to eat. And this wonderful obsession with the joy of food actually starts the second you board Singapore Airlines. I don't know if you've ever
heard. Yeah, Singapore Airlines. The airline gets a lot of awards. It's always in the travel trade press.
Absolutely, for everything. In fact, now they're in-flight entertainment. This isn't food, but I have to say this. It features Dolby surround sound, and that's the perfect ambience for you to start eating. The in-flight food is from recipes of famous chefs. So you start your Asian cuisine right on board. You have fried rice on banana leaf, Singapore noodles, and spicy soup. In fact, you forget that you're on the plane, and that really sets you up for the culinary extravaganza of Singapore. That's what it is, absolutely.
Sounds like Stephen, right?
Especially in July, there's the Singapore Food Festival, and the food festival just fills the streets the way the jazz festival in Montreal or the film festival in Toronto fill the streets. They have restaurant tours. They have spice workshops, so you get to see how to use all these exotic Asian spices. They have outdoor wine tastings and samples of food served on the street. For example, they have samples of food that's served in Balinese temples. Now, there's no restaurant in Canada that serves.
No, nothing. That's a new concept.
Absolutely. And then later on this month in July and every year comes the World Summit of Chefs. And here these chefs come. You can picture them with their big white hats on planes and boats and trains coming from all over the world. And they give master classes in cooking to visitors to Singapore.
If you can't make it in July, I mean, July is sort of short notice. There are lots of other opportunities for that eating.
Absolutely. The food is great all year round. Everything, just from the outdoor food courts and food stalls that offer every kind of cuisine. As you said, there are three cultures there, Chinese, Indian, and Malay, so you can pick up stuff on the street from any of those cultures. It's all coconutty and coriander and curry. And one old favorite, very traditional Singaporean dish, is called Singapore chicken rice. And that's typical stall food. They call it hawker food. But if you want to have a little air conditioning, because the temperature is about 114 or above,
you
can have the chicken rice. You can go to the place that was voted the best chicken rice in Singapore. That's Chatterbox. That's open 24 hours a day in the Mandarin Hotel. And you get this sliced white deboned chicken and big bowls of rice. But the thing about chicken rice, what's great about it, is it's this rich black soy sauce, a bowl of sweet ginger sauce, and then a bowl of red chili sauce, and you dip the chicken in it. So.
Is all that food hot? I mean, are you going to want to go outside and jump into, like, even the
volcano?
A volcano,
right,
to cool off.
It's not all hot itself. But the Singaporeans love their chilies, as they said. There's always a side dish of whole red or green or sliced chilies or a kind of shrimp paste mixed with chili and lime. Another famous Singapore dish that actually has the hot stuff on it is called chili crab. They have these huge Pacific crabs, and they're drenched in a red sauce of ginger, tomato, coriander, and of course, red chilies. Now, this was originally a street food, but it's gone upscale again. There's a place called Neptune. It's a huge...
King of the Sea.
Neptune of the Sea.
Yes.
Huge banquet-size hall. And I was there for a weekday lunch. It was packed with Singaporeans eating this chili crab, also pepper crab and a lot of other seafood. A very messy dish and very filling, but they managed to get back to work and run the world's finances out of it.
Holy cow.
So Singaporean cuisine really would be the original fusion cuisine. It's a real mixture of the Chinese, Indian, Malay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about the individual culture food, say Indian?
Well, you can still get those. There's a lively and exotic section called Little India, and one of my favorite places, a little outdoor patio called Mubarak's. and you get a dish called roti prata. It's a breakfast dish. It's a thin kind of crepe-like Indian bread, and you pour a thick curry sauce over it, and then you have this hot, sweet Indian coffee, and you're sitting outside and watching this swirl of saris and hearing Indian music in the background. It's quite great.
And there's a big Chinese population as well. What about dim sum? Is that something special in Singapore?
Well, you know how great dim sum is, and you're always looking for just the right place, but if you can travel that far, the best place is the Shangri-La Hotel. They host an incredible dim sum. I think they bring around what seems like hundreds and hundreds of little items. And if you like Chinese cuisine, the Pan Pacific Hotel, see, all these hotels specialize in food. They're not just places to sleep in Asia. This hotel, the Pan Pacific, has a 37th-floor restaurant looking out on the whole city state there.
That's got to be beautiful.
Oh, just beautiful, with astonishing Chinese food. Now, their most remarkable thing that they do is, and I didn't do this, and I will someday, is an ancient China banquet. Now, somehow the chef there, who's very famous, has found antique recipes from rare books, and these were what emperors feasted on in China. So they serve 12 dishes. So, for example, there's one dish from 220 BC, the recipe. It's quail cooked and served in a whole coconut. And another one, a braised pigeon, egg, and carp from the Tang Dynasty in 1618 AD. And the ambience for this feast is amazing. You're surrounded by all these 4,000-year-old antiques. So what you have to do is get together with your friends, and then you book this. I mean, this is a year 2000 party. This is a 30th anniversary party, or, you know, a 21st birthday party. Or
something special, a special occasion event.
Well, they're gearing up to the big parties now.
Absolutely. And if there's, you know, if you're not fully stuffed then, there's the whole Malay cuisine. You go to a section called Geleng Sarai, and it's a huge food market, and you have the smell of the jasmine flowers and the fresh fish and piles of mint and spices and dried fish and nuts. And in that market, there are food stalls for Malay cuisine. Different atmosphere completely, because this is the Muslim community, and there are big round tables to sit down, and you have a dish called laksa, and this is absolutely my favorite. It's a noodle dish in a spicy coconut sauce. And, of course, all around you are piles and piles of fresh fruit. All the fruits that we know are the ones that are very expensive in Canada, the mangoes and all those. But fruits like jackfruit, this kind of orangey melon, and the famous durian. Have you tried the durian fruit?
Never tried that. You're already painting a picture here. They're making my mouth water.
This is the ugliest fruit in the world. It looks like a spiky, crushed football, and it's green, and it has an awful smell. But aficionados all over Asia just love this sweet taste, and they wait for durian season. Singaporeans are crazy about this, and they eat it plain, or regular fruit, and they make jellies and pies and all kinds of desserts out of it. And they keep telling me, you have to cultivate a taste for this. Now, I think so far I've passed that up.
Passed on it.
I can't get close to it because of the smell, but there's a really exotic treat.
Well, you're going back there next month to eat some more. And if Singapore Food Festival is now through July 23rd, the World Summit of Chefs, July 25th to 30th. But if you can't go to Singapore, you can fax us at 626-3138 or email us, travelworld@reporters.net. We have two recipes, Singapore chicken rice and Singapore chili crab, that we can share with you to bring a taste of Singapore to your tables. Judith Ritter, as always,
I'll be talking to you soon.
In a couple of weeks, you'll be talking to us about your trip to India.
That's right.
Much obliged. Have a great weekend.
Bye for now, Judith. Nice having you on board. And of course, the pooch, too.
Yes, the dog said goodbye to us all, too. Next week, as Jerry Wagshall mentioned, the Just for Last Comedy Festival, and David Acer, our Montreal comedian, will be talking about some funny travel experiences. We'll also be talking to Jimmy Lesage from the New Life Hiking Spot, the Inn of the Six Mountains in Killington, Vermont, about a different way to have sort of a hiking and spa experience. Kayla Ellman was just down there enjoying that. So Jimmy Lesage will be telling us all about it.
We should have Kayla on and talking about this.
So we'll have a lot of fun. Maybe they had to drag her out on a stretcher afterwards. You know, sometimes different hiking activities.
Kayla's a go-getter.
So we'll see whether she lived to tell the tale.
Well, that's great. Anyway, good to have everybody here. Nice to be back. And we'll be seeing you next week for that great show.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon for Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Baggus. And behind the console, the hands of Chad. And, of course, a special visit from Kim Biggerdyke. So, hi. Take care.
Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye.